1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the most intense day of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah since the Gaza war began. Israel today has struck more than 300 targets in Lebanon. ABC's Jordana Miller has more from Jerusalem.
Lebanon reporting over 100 dead, dozens injured. The IDF calling on Lebanese civilians to leave buildings, even towns where Hezbollah is operating, sending that message by text in recorded calls and radio announcements. Thousands of Lebanese getting in their cars, fleeing north towards Beirut.
The Middle East expected to be a major topic this week at the UN General Assembly. Vice President Kamala Harris said she'll deliver an economic speech this week. Polls show former President Trump more trusted to handle the economy. In key swing states, a set of New York Times Siena College polls found Trump slightly leading Harris in Arizona and the two about evenly matched in North Carolina. There's a bipartisan spending deal in place that would avoid a government shutdown. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It was a busy weekend for politics here in Wisconsin. Friday, Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison. She filled the Alliant Energy Center to capacity with more than 10,000 people. Saturday, Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde held a few events. And also Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin held an event in Richland Center with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we don't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. And because of climate change, it's likely these warmer winters will happen more and more. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay will receive a $2.4 million grant to build a wildlife viewing platform and shoreline walk at Bay Beach Amusement Park. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced the grant last week and says the money is coming from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Winnebago County Public Health unveiled two new public health vending machines last week. County Executive John DeMel says having the vending machines stocked with Narcan and drug testing strips is not enabling addiction. It's saving lives.
If you have a prescription of Vicodin, you drop one, and you have a granddaughter over and she picks it up, you should have this in your house because that's going to save her life.
The public health vending machines are outside of the Winnebago County Human Services Building at 211 North Commercial Street in Neenah and at 112 Otter Avenue in Oshkosh. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
That is the number one job of the quarterback, take care of the football, and he's done a great job of not putting it in harm's way. And quite frankly, that's allowed us and given us confidence to open some of the things up, to come out and throw a pass on the first play of the game, anticipating they'd be geared up for a run, you know, and to get that big explosion play to Jay Reed, I thought really set us off.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 60s to near 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight will be mostly clear in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high in the low 70s by Wednesday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers are celebrating the best fans in baseball once again at Fan Appreciation Night on September 28th. presented by Toyota. Giveaways include a Bernie Chalet snow globe, magnetic schedule, and more. Learn more and get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Mattner on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Mattner on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app on a Packer Victory Monday. Got a text here from William. He says, our pharmacy makes it in a daily nasal spray, meaning the Ozempic stuff, I would imagine, huh? That would be a lot easier.
Yes.
I would do that. William, let us know more about this.
Yeah, our pharmacy makes it. That's
I might cool. be able to learn how to make this.
Right.
Yeah, Grace Hageman.
Yeah, William, can you send something
yeah,
more on
you
that?
Can't just I don't leave us with that, William.
Right. And the price and where we can get it. And
yeah, how much we're going to lose.
Right.
Grace Hageman, Croc Center International Festival and Senior Life Expo. We were having a good conversation during a break. You went to an Ivy League school.
I did.
I've always been fascinated by the Ivy League.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was a really great time. I really enjoyed my time there. Happy to be home, though.
Well, if you were fascinated, why didn't you go, John?
I showed you my ACT. Sure.
And she told us about hers.
Yeah, so I found my ACT. Todd, are you proud of me? I found my actual ACT.
I was blown away that you found your ACT.
I don't know how you found... Where did
look at that. John Mino, Route 2, Box 447, Nagani, Michigan. But here's the funniest part. So, okay, so I got a 23.
Composite.
Okay. I got a 23 in English, 18 in math, 26 in social studies, and a 24 in natural sciences. Okay.
That's not bad.
But here's the funny part.
She got
well, yeah, we're gonna,
32.
Yeah, but, we'll need to talk about Grace. It's enough about Grace. It's enough about Grace. But here's the funny part. Where it lists what you actually got in high school in these classes, okay? And I got an A next to mathematics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's
because
that's
it was, right.
Because it was general math 1 and 2.
He got his lowest right ACT score in math, but he got an A.
You're right.
So that kind of tells you is take that
water. Great skills, no matter what.
Hey. Thank right. you, hey. Grace.
I'm not a good test taker.
You had, what did you have again? A 32
yeah.
in the ACT?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Cornell.
Yep.
Because your dad went there.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. And I was a plant sciences major. I'm clearly in a different department now as a community outreach coordinator, but I was really interested in science and science education.
Did you go to the hockey games? Cornell's big in hockey, isn't
it? I did go to a couple, but they're hard to get into and they're kind of expensive.
Really? Even when you go there, huh?
Yep.
Grace,
still charging you.
Grace, I got to ask you. Mm-hmm. That was Cornell's very expensive.
Yes.
You're working in a field that really isn't your major. Tell me that you're not the only one that I know who has done that. I think it's great that you went to one of the best colleges. It really Harvard
in the country,
right? Princeton. There's
yeah. Well, I mean, necessarily, I went for one thing, and then I did apply those skills because I was a Boys and Girls Club director previously before this job. I still put together STEM education. We have a STEM Spooktacular Family Fun Night in October coming up, so I still use those skills. But necessarily, I actually. With they have needs-based financial aid there. So my package for financial aid was actually cheaper than me going to Madison. So in that sense, That was pretty cool.
That's pretty nice.
I had a guy that played for the Packers for a while who went to Harvard. I interviewed him one time and just talked with him. And he said, you know, I'm going to tell you a secret. I go, what? He goes, getting into an Ivy League school is really, really hard. And he goes, but once you're in, it's not that bad. Is that true?
I would say, well, Cornell was pretty, it was pretty hard. Pretty it was pretty tough stuff.
Played football, too. I think they kind of took care of him.
I think that's true, though, that it's tough getting in. I mean, the acceptance is, what, 6, 7, 8? It's very, very low. But once you're in, I mean, you can only learn so much, right? I mean, there's so much you can learn in sciences and in biology and business. But I do think once you're in there, I don't know how many people flunk out or quit, you know, but getting in is tough. And congratulations to that.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I think that's awesome.
It's a tough environment, but it's a great school because it has so much there. So I got like 3 different minors. I got one in education. I got one in Spanish. I got one in insect science because there was only a couple classes I had to take. So I took a million different classes. I joined a million different clubs. So I think in terms of that experience, it was definitely, it was worth every penny.
And then you get your master's too, right?
Yep. I have a master's from UPenn.
Wow. And here you are as the...
I
want to say this, that I think...
I'm surprised you're not on Wall Street or something.
I kind of was going to allude to that, that you've taken... I mean, that's quite a resume, and you're giving that to our community.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to come home, and I wanted to apply the things I knew and the skills that I had. I wanted to do it here, because this is... I grew up in Oshkosh, but the northeastern Wisconsin region, that's my home, and I wanted to be able to do my work here in this space.
What was the hardest class you had?
Oh, organic chemistry, for sure.
I've heard that from lots of different people. Organic chemistry. I've heard that before from people. Remember you told me organic chemistry was your hardest class? She's not paying attention.
No.
I don't think she had that class.
Okay.
Says that's so hard.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's like, you could tell, that was the first thing I thought of, that the trauma and the memories I have tied to that class are extensive.
Wow. Did you have stats? I had stats in
college. Yeah, I took biostats.
That's the hardest class I ever
had.
That
was tough, too.
Yeah. Stats is hard.
I'll
give you that. That is hard. And you have to take it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not an elective. That's something that you have to
this
take.
This here, Custom Health Pharmacy. Willard Drive, Green Bay, $150 a month worth of prescription. We are a compounding-only pharmacy in Green Bay for 8 years, William. I'd like to know more about this.
Tomorrow, I got a meeting at 10.
William, come on the show.
No, well, I was going to go see him.
Yeah, do it. I want to learn more about
this. Yeah, I'll come and see him tomorrow.
Did you have any thoughts about going into medicine?
No.
No? Oh,
blood.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I'm really a little fascinated by this. Really 3 degrees, master's degree, and you must have, is there a connection to Croc Center, to social work?
Yeah,
Your dad do that or mom?
I always wanted to bring things to people, to bring resources to people. Originally, when I was at school, I did a lot of work in museums and the local museums in the area. I really love doing programming and putting on these events, which is what I'm here for today.
Right. You got 2 of them coming up.
Yeah, we have 2 coming up.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about those.
Yeah. Our International Community Festival is going to be this Saturday from 1 to 5. It's a free event for everyone to attend. It is a time for everyone to gather and celebrate the diversity and cultures of northeastern Wisconsin. We have a full hall of booths. We have 57 different organizations coming, performers, full-line performers. I saw you had Ace Champion on your show.
He's common. He's amazing.
We have storytellers. We have dance demonstrations. He's going to do an instrument demonstration, too, as well as performance. So we have a full lineup. We have food trucks. Lots of fun things. It's going to be a great day.
And I think that's important that this is for the families. This is for anyone to come to, that they realize, and learn's not the right word, but that they appreciate just the diversity that we have here, the international. I mean, how many languages we speak just here in Little Brown County, and it's pretty cool. And I always felt like the introduction to a way to introduce people to a different culture is through food, you know, and that's why I think it's great. You got the food trucks, but then you got all the arts, right? The music, the dance, you know, the literary.
And the Wisconsin Czechs organization, they're bringing pastries. So
there you go.
Kolaches.
The Czechs.
They are bringing kolaches.
The Czechs know how to make kolaches.
I'll tell you that.
You can have great weather that's indoors and outdoors. Yeah.
So everything is going to be indoors except for the food trucks, but it's going to be a beautiful day for people to come out for sure.
And great parking and just easy to get to. I mean, I think everyone knows where the Croc Center is, and just a beautiful facility. And the community really stepped up on helping
build
that.
And I told him I'm joining it this winter.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's coming. I'm going to see him there.
Absolutely.
Kate, send me a text.
I will be there once the weather turns bad. I still got a thing. Do you have this? When I was a little kid, if my dad came home or was around and we were inside on a nice day, hell hath no fury like that. Get your bleep outside. So to this day, I hate being inside, like working out or anything. Working out inside when the weather's nice outside. I still have that thing. That's like our era thing, though, wasn't it, with your parents?
It really, what are you kids doing in the house?
Exactly. I mean, get out.
And yeah. You have such a great area to play outside.
Absolutely.
At the Croc Center.
Yeah,
I mean,
we
you've
have
got a couple new parks.
We have a pavilion, and then we also have a beautiful, we have the trail, we have a beautiful playground, and that's always open and accessible to the public to partake in. We have soccer fields as well.
Right.
Nice.
So that's the International and Community Festival. And
yeah.
That is going to be fun. It's a free event. So tell us, and then the next week, is that the next week?
Yep, it's the rest of the week after.
It's a week after the 4th. You have I've been to this many times because I was helping someone who had a booth there, my wife. The Senior Life Expo.
Yeah. So Senior Life Expo, again, another free event. That's going to be Friday, October 4th from 8:30 to 12:30 p.m. It will be a wonderful time. Again, another free event. It's going to be 63 booths in our gym with different vendors and resources, sharing resources with our senior community. We have performances. We have Frank Herman's doing his Elvis impression. We have a polka band. We have fitness classes for people to try from our Croc instructors. Also ADRC, the Grounded Cafe that works within there, their food truck's going to be there for a free meal. So it's going to be another wonderful time. And there's also always a lot of door prizes, which is, I think, the most exciting part.
So, John, you need to write that one down.
I'm writing some stuff down.
The show's our show's over at 9. You got till 12:30. So this is an event where if you're a senior in this community or you're going to be, just the plethora of resources we have here.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I learned so much in my last job about, man, I just can't believe all we have here. And it's nice that you bring it all under one roof. What did you say, 60 different vendors?
Yeah, 60 different. Yeah, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's sponsored. Our primary sponsor is United Healthcare, so they really help us to put this on. But then we also work with Network Health and Informed Choice. Neurospine from Appleton. So we have all of the different medical facilities, but then also all the different insurance possibilities, nonprofits that come and do different programming seniors, a whole different slew of things, but also some fun things like the Wisconsin Long Learning Institute at UWGB.
Oh, yeah. We've had her on here.
So they're coming.
Right.
So there's also like a bunch of different opportunities for people to participate.
And there's some pretty good swag people can pick up.
Oh, yeah, that's a big part of it. Yeah. The free stuff at the tables, that's definitely. We tell every single vendor who signs up, make sure that you have
pens.
Quite a bit.
Okay, yeah. I have to ask you, do you feel like Andy was a good representation for Cornell?
I think so, honestly, in some ways, because
Andy,
I think that
Andy
energy.
Is from The Office.
I think a lot of us, we carry that energy.
From the TV show The Office?
I don't
know. You've seen The Office.
I've seen, but I don't know who Andy is.
He was one of the main sales guys. He was always talking about Cornell and Cornell pennants and bobbleheads and all over his thing.
That's me. I definitely have that. Most of that thing.
Okay.
Those things as well.
So you're the female Andy of Green Bay.
I can only hope.
Okay.
There you go.
Reach those goals.
This is great. And the Croc Center, we're big fans of the Croc Center.
Thank you. That
is such a high class facility, yet it's affordable, and
it's
you reach
awesome.
Out to the community like no one else.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We always try.
You're a great representative, Grace Hageman, Croc Center, International Festival and Senior Life Expo. We're going to keep talking about it, okay? Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Back with more right after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here.
We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund. PowerToThePollsFund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This election, women get to choose. I choose John Zarbano for Congress because every woman has the right to make her own decisions about her life and health care, including access to contraception, in vitro fertilization, and abortion. John Zarbano believes every woman deserves health care and reproductive freedom. He knows reproductive rights are rights every woman is entitled to. He knows reproductive issues are personal and private matters between women and their doctors. Glenn Grothman voted against women's health, access to abortion and contraception, pregnant workers, and pregnant veterans. Stand up for your right to reproductive freedom. Vote for John Zarbano. Tell Glenn Grothman we're not going back.
I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Again, on a Victory Monday, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. Nikki Z, how you doing?
Morning.
So a couple of questions.
Okay, good. I love, I'm the resident. Like,
were you the person that texted in this morning and said, tell the lasagna story?
I don't know what you're talking about. No.
That was you. Some things that are said at a lunch should remain unsaid.
But so is there more to the story, Nikki, than he told on the air?
I mean, he got the gist of it.
Yeah, but if there's more details, I feel like
Bet you he was whining about his divorce. I'm going hungry. And then these. Yeah.
No, I think he took it like a champ. Maybe just did you know that the UP has a different take on spaghetti sauce than just
why do you say that?
More Italian,
because,
you mean?
No, not at all. There's like a hint of something in
sugar
pizza and
oregano.
No, it's not.
I bet it's sugar.
No, it's in the sausage.
Not in the sausage. In the pizza sauce itself, pizza and spaghetti sauce from the UP.
Fennel.
No, I hate fennel.
Okay.
Anti-fennel here.
Wow.
She does not like fennel. Wow.
Anti-fennel.
Do not bring up fennel to Nikki. You should know that. Everybody knows that.
Nikki, am I onto something with the sweet?
Sugar?
No, I said sugar.
Sugar.
I said sugar
not 10
minutes ago.
But there's cinnamon.
Sweet. Oh, cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
I didn't know that.
Notes of cinnamon.
I didn't know that.
And this is by my very scientific research done at an establishment, a former establishment in the De Pere area that hailed from the UP, the Keweenaw.
Oh, I used to
remember
love that place.
Yes.
Oh, I loved the Keweenaw.
R.I.P. the Keweenaw.
They served pasties.
Pizza.
Yes.
The best pizza. And
they opened up this little bar right downtown Green Bay. De Pere. And it was basically a Uper bar.
Because the guy was from Gladstone, maybe?
Maybe.
Houghton. But then it was like the place where all of the Michigan Tech guys would reunite.
Yeah.
And
they had the bird bath drinks. Remember the big bird bath drinks?
Yeah.
How's it doing?
It's closed.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, John.
They all do, though, after all, don't they?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why?
Well, yeah, we drank all their beer.
So. Yeah, maybe.
Ran out.
I want to open the smallest bar in Green Bay.
Yeah, just one seater.
The smallest bar in Green Bay.
That would be your living room.
Huh? I want like 10
population
people.
Zero.
10 seats. You know what?
10?
Yeah, because then
like
it'll be
too many.
It'll be like the hottest commodity because it's like you can't get in there.
You're and just going to always have a steadfast line.
Yeah. What about the guy that's just one drink? He's going to sit there all day.
What do you mean?
How are you going to
get rid of them.
I got a minimum. Got to have a drink every half hour.
It's kind of like the bids on the Price is Right. You know, there's got to be, you got to be close without going over, Jim. Same thing here.
Yeah.
See, that's why I can't go over.
I thought John would go like, you have to have a drink every minute.
Every half hour.
Well, that's too long. Every 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, but I do. I want to start the smallest bar in Green Bay, the most neighborhoody type bar.
That's not a great idea because someone, if you have 10 seats, someone's going to open one with 9. You got to do something a little bit different than that.
I can send somebody over. But
ended that idea real fast.
That's, I like it.
I like how it's not so much a brainstorm. It's like a shower. It's like a brain shower.
I really want to do this. I really and truly want. I don't want a big bar. I don't want a sports bar. I don't want any of those things. I want a real little neighborhood bar.
How do liquor license work? You pay for how many people you serve?
No. You got to get a license in there. The city is allocated X amount of, 130 liquor license, 120. Mm-hmm. I should know that.
Are there some available?
No, but then there's called reserve licenses, and they're available for $10,000 each. That's going to be tough for your little bar.
$10,000?
The reserve license. And I think there's, I don't know how many of those are. But
so that's the equivalent of like the season ticket holder waiting list?
Well, people turn their license in all the time because they go under. And so years ago, there was a whole bunch of just liquor licenses available, like 18, and people come pick up a liquor license. But I don't know if it was the economy, the draft, whatever, or not the draft, the Packers. But there are, and I don't know, you'd have to call the clerk's office and see, but I don't think there's any regular liquor license available, which are like $500. But there are reserve licenses, which are $10,000. And that's a lot of money for a little bar to turn over. I mean, it is. Just think what you got to do.
We know where I would want to put it, don't we?
We should ask Todd to get the clerk's office on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Just check the status of the...
We know where we want to put it. We know where we want to put it.
Bend over. I'll show you. What?
What?
No.
What? You and I... No, that was... Oh, that was her.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Where?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't talking to you. No, we were walking back from breakfast.
Yeah.
Delilah's.
Yes.
Love it.
But,
yum.
Yes. But remember I said, wouldn't it be great to put something up in that loft above that building?
Well,
right down here.
Why do so many other cities have great skyline bars?
It's in the Neville building. Mm-hmm. Built in 1887, right?
Yep.
Yep. So we actually read the sign up there. Yeah. It's upstairs of like Mad Chicken maybe or one of those places.
I think that's before... Late. That
what's one of those
earlier?
One of those. What?
It's not a sky. I mean, that's third floor.
Well, yeah, but for Green Bay, that's,
for us,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that reminds me. I'd like to talk to you guys about your notification.
I think it'd be this great old place overlooking downtown. I think it would be great. That's what I want to do.
Have you been to the Legacy Hotel now? They've got a new rooftop.
No.
They've got
we were just there for
this week.
A party last week.
You want to take me there?
Hey, do I want to make you lasagna too? No. Yeah, also, no.
Wow. That's a great place. They do it right. I mean, Legacy's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go up there. Our friend bartends up there.
Yes. Oh yeah. He's a Scientologist. He's a mixologist.
Same thing. Very, very religious guy. Him and John Travolta.
Big into Scientology.
Very different.
And mixology.
Very different.
All right, fine.
John, how are his
drinks? Wow.
Out of this world, Jim. They're out of this world.
I think so.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Studies show more than half of college students across America have used artificial intelligence. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. At first, it seemed like people were really worried about students plagiarizing and using the work of platforms like ChatGPT. But employers are asking colleges to get students familiar with the technology. They say they need it in the workforce. Students enrolled at Wisconsin's technical colleges this fall may take a course where AI is the star of the classroom. Officials say it could help produce a more robust pipeline of workers in the Badger State. Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges System.
Here in Wisconsin, we really have a structural workforce shortage, and our demographics are telling us that that will continue. And what we're seeing, it's really upskilling the workforce.
Merrifield says manufacturers are making it clear they want a workforce that knows how to use AI. And that's what you need to know here in Wisconsin. Now here's some news from closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 41-year-old from Mexico was sentenced to 5 years in prison in federal court last week for drug and firearm violations in Manitowoc County. Jose Resendez Gomez pleaded guilty to possessing cocaine with the intent to distribute and possessing firearms as a previously convicted felon and illegal alien. When he's released from prison, he will be deported back to Mexico. Marinette County officials have issued a directive to political supporters in the county. Get the signs out of the right-of-way and off of public property, or the highway department will remove them for you. A press release from the Marinette County Highway Department said political signs on private property are perfectly fine. However, those in the right-of-way along highways and roads are not. The highway department said it will start removing the signs on September 30th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
Sabrina Carpenter is on a bit of a roll following her win for Song of the Year at this year's Video Music Awards. So what's next? How about a Christmas special? A nonsense Christmas special. Yes, that's the title. We'll feature musical guests and comedy with a dash of celebrity cameos. Carpenter says the special will really jingle your bells, and it will drop December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Netflix. A few nights ago, country star Zach Bryan got a little sauced and took a shot at Taylor Swift on X-Twitter. The Swifties performed a Twitter takedown on Bryan until he went into X-Twitter witness protection and deactivated his account. Bryan took to Instagram, where the Swifties are still allowing him to function. He offered an apology, saying he is going through a hard time, appreciates all Taylor has done for music, and never wants to show malice toward another human being. He closed the post with "Don't drink and tweet," and then was ordered back to the corner by the Swift Army, where he continued sucking his thumb. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 60s to near 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight will be mostly clear in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine with a high in the low 70s by Wednesday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Cheese Days in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris's stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Boom. I like this music.
I do too. Hey, welcome back! Mine on the Mayor, a nice-looking Monday morning with Nikki Z in the house. Segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest, 60 months, no money down. Offer ends the 31st. PellaWI.com. So did you hear that rant to Katie at the game the other night?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there and I see a text says, look to your right. And Katie's sitting in the stands, her and Diesel.
Awesome.
So half time I go out and talk to her, and she thought I was a little bit nuts.
No.
They said, you got anything to eat? She says, what, like a bag of sandwiches or something? I said, no, that may be a bag of chips. Because for 22 years, I've always gotten something from a concession stand at a game.
Right, right.
And I couldn't even get near the concession stand at this game because there were so many kids there and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was going to break my streak. So she went and got me two hot dogs and a Twix bar.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That was, of course.
All the basic food.
Somebody's right. Always taking care of Mino.
Why is that?
Where did Twix bar come from?
I don't know.
Out of the goodness of her heart.
I don't know. I didn't know if that was your thing. Like, I like Kit Kat if I had to get a candy bar.
Yeah, no, she bought it for me.
What?
Well, Kit Kat quit, and
they're pretty close.
They're pretty
actually,
close. They're really close.
But yeah, Kit Kat was an awesome design.
Minus caramel. Can break them up. It's what? Totally different. Totally different.
Which your candy bar?
Well, Twix and Kit Kat are not. Todd's both, trying to say they're adjacent.
Well, they're both cookie, right? One is a wafer cookie. One is another cookie. It is.
Twix. It is.
Twix has caramel.
Correct.
Which Kit Kat doesn't, but they both have chocolate. So there's only one additional thing in a
Twix. Listen, Linda, your take on this is I disagree strongly.
All right.
Just because so versus the cookie.
We'll have to get into this as we get closer to October, but
and trick or treat.
I live in that neighborhood.
Do you give out whole candy bars?
We do. Our whole neighborhood. We have over 200 trick-or-treaters. It's obnoxious.
And you get the full ones?
Yes. Budget accordingly.
It is a $300.
And Mr. Promo Nikki refuses to let us downgrade to fun size.
No.
Because now
they know who lives there.
Correct.
Yeah, no.
There will be ramifications. Right.
Yeah.
Like our house will get egged.
Right.
I don't have mayoral budget to buy that kind of candy.
We get a lot of trick or treaters, but you got to start. Remember that 1 year Costco ran out?
It's like, yes.
What? Yeah,
yes.
That was bad. So then we went with a bag of chips. But kids like, no, they liked them, you guys. They were like, they like the hot Doritos. That's the one that the kids picked.
Hot Cheetos, yep.
Hot Cheetos, that's what it
was. And I became sort of a control freak. My family likes to back off when I'm in charge of trick or treat. Because if there's little kids with no teeth, here's what you get. Something that doesn't require.
You don't let them pick?
No, I don't let them pick. I don't want their little pinchers in my candy bowl. I get a little nutso, like pivot accordingly.
We buy the, the $1.25 candy bars because we like Halloween and we get a lot of trick-or-treaters in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm not kidding you, like 300, which is a lot for Green Bay.
Well.
And it's a great neighborhood. I'm not sure they'll live in the neighborhood, but
correct.
That's okay.
Yep,
the houses are close.
Yeah.
Where I live, and they...
It's once a year.
But what
so
it
I'm
is.
I'm trying not to be so...
So what? I want you to answer my question, though. What is your favorite candy bar?
I love them all. I do. Honestly, my favorite's probably the Kit Kat.
You know, the time
or the Milky Way.
I ran out.
Milky Ways are good. Snickers. Those are all good.
I'm not a Milky Way fan.
Oh, the Milky Way caramel.
Those are pretty good.
You know what they are doing? So I didn't think they could... Oh, we got the phone? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Excellent. So I was telling Nikki about what you did for me the other night. She thought, why do people always do things for mine? So she's not happy with you.
Well, no. Okay. So
I said, God bless you. Did you tell the callers who's on the phone?
Wait a minute. What did you say?
That girl on.
What's that?
Oh, my gosh. My co-hosts are yelling. Hold on. I'm going to put you on speaker.
All right.
No, that girl does another show.
What, that girl over there? Hey. Yeah.
This is how it happens. This is how it happens. Because first of all, though, old habits die hard.
True.
And
you're very thoughtful.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you didn't do something, you'd never hear the end of it. But okay, go
there
ahead.
There is that. There is that.
Yeah, there is.
No, but you'll love how he played this. Because he knows exactly what he's doing. So he walks up to me and he goes, hey, do you have any food on you?
Not, hey, how are you?
Right.
Hey, great to see you.
How the kids? No.
Like, well, but this is the thing. It's not even that. I am literally wearing a pair of jeans. I'm in a tank top. I'm not wearing like a big coat. Nothing like that. Where would I have hidden this?
No mystery pockets.
No, and I believe my response to him was, do you think I'm hiding food in my pocket? And then he goes, because I'm really hungry, and I didn't.
Aww, Johnny needed pocket meats or pocket snacks.
And then he followed up with, the lines are really long. It was halftime. He knew we were going to concessions anyway. So what do? I'm not going to be the jerk that's like, I'm not going to get you anything. And I was like, it's fine.
You can do that.
You could just happen to not run into him the rest of the game.
Right.
Accidentally on purpose not run into him.
He also knew that he knows his audience and he knows that I am on a budget. So he chose a hot dog.
Oh, so he requested the hot dog.
He goes, yeah, can you give me a hot dog? And I said, yeah, that's fine. And then I go ask Ted if he wants anything. I don't know if I believe that he actually asked Ted.
No.
Now on the phone is Ted Stefani.
To confirm, he never received was asked.
He just ordered for Ted.
Yep. I could tell by her text she was getting exasperated. I go, no ketchup. She says, do you want ketchup? No. Okay, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. No. I'm going to look back at these texts because it was very, you did not text correctly.
Not shocking.
No. Sorry. It was two dogs, please no matchup.
No matchup?
Corrected it. Yes, then you corrected it with ketchup. But I'm like, shoot, did he mean no mustard? I want ketchup.
We've all gotten those texts.
I'm lucky. I do see two dogs, please, no matchup.
No matchup.
And then she's like, no ketchup? No, I was like, do you want ketchup or you don't want ketchup? And I go, no. She goes, you're ridiculous.
100%, Katie.
I would have taken that as you wanted two different relishes. No matchup. Like, you don't want to match. Do you know what I mean? Like, one with...
I could see that now. She was confused.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
Because I'm literally in line. And if you put, like, for example, if you would put mustard on mine, I would be like, this is disgusting. I can't eat this.
See, I only have mustard.
What?
I only put mustard on mine. No ketchup.
So then why didn't you say mustard, please?
Mustard only.
I don't know.
He didn't. You know what? Let me tell you. He didn't know how to spell it.
I don't know.
Real good possibility. And when he first told this story, he made it sound like, I happened to bump into Katie and I was having a little craving. And then I happened to mention that I was hungry. And out of the goodness of her heart, now it comes out that he placed an order with you.
Yes.
And it happened to be two. So then we want to know, where did the candy bar come from? We heard there were Twix.
Okay, this is where the candy bar came from. Because once again, old habits die hard. And I know my former partner, he originally said one hot dog. And he wasn't responding to, so you just want one hot dog? Because I didn't believe it. There's no way this man wants just one hot dog. And
the look on his face says guilty as charged.
When he texted me two hot dogs, I had already gone through the line and gotten him a hot dog. But thank God, my friend was still ordering. So I'm yelling, and his name is Nick, not the Nick that you know.
Oh,
but I was like, Nick, one more hot dog. And we're screaming at Nick to get another hot dog. So I had already had the Twix. So that is where the candy bar came from.
That was a nice addition.
You're very kind. Yes.
You are very kind. He does not deserve your kindness.
Well, I don't know if you had heard, though, that he was on a candy bar diet when we were on a show together.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard that story a time or two. It might be my second favorite Mino show.
Candy bars and vodka.
Yeah. Gained 4 pounds.
Yeah.
Best diet ever.
Most successful diet ever. Katie, look, okay, but here's the thing. Nick, you have to listen to this. So, Nick, I need you to make a judgment on this one. For 22 years, Nick, I've been going to high school football games. Every game for 22 years, I've gone to a concession stand to get something to help out the booster club or whatever, okay? Okay,
Nikki. His philanthropy knows no bounds.
Do it for the
Nikki,
kids.
Nikki, what's our rule about streaks?
Got to keep them.
Yeah, you never mess with a streak because if you're winning because you're eating a hot dog or because you're not eating a hot dog, then you are.
You don't mess with a streak.
Yeah, or a
never
superstition.
Mess with a winning streak.
Exactly.
But what does your streak accomplish?
Yeah, I think
diabetes.
Wins. I think it's pretty clear. Winning, right. You know, it's better than losing.
Yes, winning. Look at me, okay, I'm winning.
I have to ask you this because this is a favor for your listening audience and especially on TV. Mm. We got stuck like right in front of the camera. Are the microphones on? Because we had to watch the game in silence and it was horrible because we were worried people would hear our conversation.
Oh yeah, they got mics.
Hot mics.
Was it really a hot mic? Like, because again, we sat there not speaking because we were like, nobody wants to hear about like our gutters or if Michael cut the lawn yesterday.
Oh, where you're sitting in the stands, you mean?
Yeah, the folks over at WACY are
good. Question.
Filing through that audio diligently all weekend.
I will find out about that one, Katie. I really will. I will find it. But I think the most fun thing of the entire night were those little girls for the dance team and then the young boys that your son was a part of just swarming over Noah, who's doing his first game live shot ever.
He did so good. Like, that was such a fun. And it was funny because after the game, everybody was like, Mom, I got on the news. And I was like, okay. Like, like, sure you did, man. Like,
He was all over it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was my favorite thing. And my goal is to now somehow get that on ESPN College Game Day.
I think you should.
So we can make that happen.
Oh, yes. Man, that was
I'm getting the call. I have to go do my show now.
All right.
Okay, bye.
It was great talking to you.
Thank you, Katie and Nick and Otis.
Have
Take
a great
care.
Week, guys.
See ya. There you go. So it was half my fault. Hey, of how he did it.
Actually, I think that sounds like 99%.
Very thoughtful, though.
Isn't that great of her to do that? Yes.
Call in another order, give you the Twix.
You didn't give that second dog to Mr. Stefaniak, did you?
I offered it.
Did you?
I offered it. I offered
actually,
it.
Tune in here on Friday at 7:30. Right. We'll find out.
It's probably like
listen.
Understand.
May I have the stage?
Yes. Please.
Representative from Ohio has the stage.
Nagani here in the house.
I gave him the candy bar.
Aww.
I gave Ted Stefaniak the Twix bar.
And so then technically you gave him two because there's two
exactly.
Sticks.
They actually felt kind of guilty eating those two dogs in front of him, and he didn't have a chance to get anything. And normally he brings one up too, but it was so crowded that night, it was just ridiculous.
Did you reimburse her?
I'm going to.
Oh, sure he is.
I am.
Uh-huh.
I even told her that. I was going to send her
Well,
some,
it's
a
not
check.
So much her, it's the Booster Club, of course.
Well, I know.
Don't
that's why
shortchange
I do
the Booster Club.
There's something about a hot dog at a football game that I just love.
On a lovely fall evening.
There's just something about it. You got to have one.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You just got
to
have one.
You're coming to DePere.
Or two.
Yes, we're at Westy Pier this week.
Yep.
Ooh.
In my backyard.
Big one there.
Yeah.
Big
Phantoms
one.
Versus Redbirds. We got the Battle of the Bridge, guys. Big week.
I was telling somebody a story about our guy here, Jess.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Yep. Yeah, the first day, we're like, where are you from? He goes, DePere. And you're like, which side? He goes, I don't know. How do you not know?
That's true.
Okay,
the St. Norbert side or the other side?
Right.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But how do you not know?
But that was how I was indoctrinated to West DePere. And that's why I always say West DePere, because it's not DePere.
Yes.
DePere people do not want people from West DePere.
They don't like it if you call them East DePere.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's true.
All right. We got a text here. I've been giving out bags of Cheetos the last 2 years. Kids love that.
That's true. And those...
What's budget on that?
It's Halloween.
Mayoral budget.
It's Halloween. It's once a year. They're
cardboard
kids.
Cardboard box under the bed. Yeah. You guys said a quick break. Back after this.
Daddy was quite surprised to find you with the working girls in the county jail. I was smoking with the boys upstairs when I heard about the whole affair. I said, whoa.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show. Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth. With lip-smacking barbecue, you'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, the Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor, Nikki Z. And Amanda makes an appearance.
Hello, Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Hello.
What's
lovely.
Up?
I was told to come take the fourth mic because you guys are talking about like trick-or-treating and
yes.
stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Is that your thing in Manitowoc?
I love passing out candy. We don't get a lot of kids, though, but I overheard you guys talking about like the cost difference between chips and candy. And let me tell you, nowadays, it's the exact same.
Is it really?
It really is, because I'm the house that likes to pass out like the little Hugs juices, too.
Yes.
Yeah. So... no,
but that's to a certain age demographic, right?
No, or anyone wants a hug juice? I'm like, here you go. If you're
oh, so
like,
you let him pick.
Yeah, if you're 40 and you're like, can I have a hug? Yeah, here you go. Here's a little hug juice. You may have that.
What is a hug juice? I don't know what hug juice
the
is.
Little
those barrel
little juices? Barrel
with the foil top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Is it alcohol?
No.
Passing out alcohol.
It's a juice with like 9,000 grams of sugar in it.
What, and then you eat the bottle?
No.
Okay. No. All right.
You're thinking wax candy.
It's not right. recommended. Yeah.
Okay.
I did little shots of Fireball one year for the adults
Ooh.
Who wanted them.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
We'll do Spotted Cow for the yeah. adults if they want it.
Jeez.
Yes.
Yeah.
My
no
parents used to.
I'm dressing up this year and showing up at Jim's house.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have
be
10,
dressed up.
10 different costumes, Jim. Yeah. You're not going to know it's
Go
me.
Go around that.
Yep. My parents and my sister have Jello shots for the adults.
Oh, no kidding.
Did you pre-pour?
What's
your,
that?
Your
no,
fireball
they,
shots?
They come in little shot things.
Oh, to go?
Little,
Jeez,
little
I
bottles.
I don't browse at
Oh, they got
liquor
those
store.
At Festival.
Yeah.
They're in the big barrels. You yep. grab a bunch of those. Yes.
Oh, not
you
just
say,
the
Can
pours?
I be honest with you? You seem, just in this little bit about you talking to it, you don't seem like the friendliest lady on the block during Halloween. You seem very short with
You should see
things.
Her uniform, what she wears.
My yeah. uniform.
What do you wear?
Uniform.
What do you
well,
wear?
I wanted to dress up one year.
She's got a broom.
Oh.
Pointed
oh,
hat.
Thank
oh,
wow.
you.
Wow. Shots wow. fired, Jim.
Wow. Okay.
I wanted to dress up as a timber rattler one year, and I got the ixnay on that.
Oh, really?
Wanted to dress
oh.
in
the old hubby
uniform.
No.
What about the mascot? Okay. Could you dress as the mascot? Would he let you wear that?
Right? Yeah. Pew! It stinks in there.
Yeah, hey, do they still at the games? Do the girls? I think seventh inning have to go on top of the dugout and do that dance all the time. Do they still do that?
That's a Brewers, isn't it?
No, you're learning a lot about the female dance population today, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I had no idea there are go-go dancers at D2 on Sundays.
In the stadium district. In the stadium.
I was with a buddy the other night. He says, hey, I think you knew my mom. And he was a military guy. I said, how's that? She used to work Larry McCarron's show as a butt girl.
Oh, I bet you did.
Yeah.
Bet you did.
Probably.
Hydrated.
But the Brewers bring the dancers out. Do you do
the beer barrel polka?
Yeah, but they don't do that at the Timber Rattler games anymore?
Sure,
or do
sure.
They? Oh, they do? Yeah. Okay.
The mascots, the promo crew.
Yeah,
right.
How good are those jobs? Those pretty good jobs, promo crew jobs for the summer.
It's where I got my start. Hello.
I know that, yeah.
And look at her now.
Do you have to be trained in, like, the t-shirt cannon gun? Like, do you have to go through some kind of training? Are you just,
it's
like...
very high end, yes.
Or do you just hand it to someone and be like...
Good luck.
Don't go for the face.
In fact, or do. Right. And just play it off like, sorry.
It was the wind. I don't know.
Where are you attendance-wise in the league?
Right up there.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Did really well this year. The numbers are still coming in.
The t-shirt thing is fun, but...
the bratzookas.
I took a kid out. I took a kid out when they threw the cheese curds. That wasn't at your place. That wasn't at your place. Yeah. It was in the arena. But I got a little aggressive. But I got two.
I mean, but it was a bag of Skrays cheese curds.
Yeah.
I'd fight for those.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
I wouldn't.
And sometimes if I
You gotta fight for your ride. For cheese curds.
Yeah.
Kind of was. Yeah.
All right.
If I got a t-shirt or the basketball, I give away to kids.
Right.
But cheese curds, they came home.
Cheese curds, he's knocking that kid to the ground. No,
And I caught it left-handed, too, and I'm right-handed. Ooh, so I was. Wow, that's all. Wow, I know.
Dedication.
I was.
That's like, remember at the driver game that one year where he threw his shoes or something up to a little girl and some other lady reached over and grabbed him?
It became a thing.
That made a national story.
Oh, yeah. Really?
That became a national story. Took his shoes, he's tossing them to this little girl, and this other lady just jumped right over her and took him herself.
And wow.
And it was on camera.
A mess.
I'm glad
that
wasn't
major story. Yeah. She ended up giving it back, right?
I was going to say, they usually put so much pressure on her.
The crowd will.
And they should. They should give it to the kid. But cheese curds aren't good for kids. I was doing him a favor. I didn't want that. I didn't want him to get...
They can clog your arteries,
kid. I'm doing you a favor.
This is for you.
You want to live a good long life.
Right,
take it from Uncle Jim.
Right.
Don't start on the cheese curd. It's 75% nutrition, kids. So, my daughter told me that, and she's a doctor.
I shushed my personal trainer. I want him to count.
Did him a favor.
That's what I said earlier.
Kid's healthy
now.
Is
there to count?
Are you going to be visited by the trainer today?
Yeah.
It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right?
Mm-hmm,
you
o'clock.
Skirted the breakfast meeting to work out.
I did.
Nice.
I did.
Nice job.
I did.
I got to ask you something.
But I get charged if I don't show up, so that's the other reason.
I got to ask you something. I've always heard about when we're up for lunch or breakfast the other morning with our great folks, Joe Shinkton and Carrie from Alzheimer's Group.
Yep.
And we're going to be doing a lot of stuff with them. Did you order? No, they did. The avocado toast. I'd never seen avocado toast before. I thought that meant it was avocado flavored toast.
No.
So you
get the toast with a little slice of avocado on it.
Yeah, that is great.
Was this at Delilah's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
very
they make
popular.
It so beautiful. Well,
it looks phenomenal.
It's gorgeous.
Place is awesome. Yes, that's very popular, John. It's healthy, too.
I know avocados are really healthy, but I thought it meant
good fat.
Literally, I thought there was a type of toast that was flavored avocado flavored toast.
Well, there will be now if you don't trademark it. Right.
Yeah, yes, TM. Let's get on that.
TM. Oh, I'm right sure here, that trademark. I'm
sure. Yes.
Let's do it.
I'm all over
this. I wouldn't worry too much about
that. What do you think
that.
About my plans on having the smallest bar in Green Bay?
Yeah, let's call the clerk's office before we wrap.
No, we got to go.
Yeah.
10 grand.
Look at the time. Okay. Will you be an investor?
Oh, my God. Talk to me first.
Bring him a couple of hot dogs.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Look at the time.
Darn it.
Flies.
Oh, boy. Oh, well. Enjoy
Have
your
Monday.
Happy Monday, everybody. Folks, we'll be back in tomorrow morning. My other mayor, Nikki Z, Amanda Todd, and a cast of thousands. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, She ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.